पे और विष्णुप्रिया देवी, कुंडली विद्यानिधि, रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी एंड रघुनंदन आचार्य. सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी स्पोक ऑन रघुनंदन आचार्य एंड रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी. सो दिस इवनिंग वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस ऑन विष्णुप्रिया देवी एंड कुंडली विद्यानिधि. Kundalik Vidyanidhi. So Vishnupriya Devi, as you all know, was Vishnupriya Devi is the wife of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna has three potencies called Shri, Bhu and Neela. These are the three internal potencies of Krishna. And Vishnupriya Devi is the manifestation of the Bhu potency of the Lord. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his pastimes in Navadvip, Vishnupriya Devi appeared there as the daughter of a very, very elevated Brahmin called Sanatan Mishra. As a result of his devotion to Vishnu, he received a daughter who was extremely beautiful, and she had all the marks of opulence and good qualities in her, all the auspicious marks in her body. And he named this daughter as Vishnupriya. And she was very, very devoted. From the very childhood, she was very fond of worshipping Radha Krishna, or worshipping Shri Lakshmi Narayan, and she used to bathe in the Ganges two or three times every day, and she used to see Swachi Mata, mother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and she also was very, very respectful to Swachi Mata, and Swachi Mata also used to think that it would be nice if Vishnupriya became her daughter-in-law. And of course Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was first married to Lakshmipriya Devi, but Lakshmipriya Devi left this planet when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to East Bengal, and after he came back, then Swachi Mata requested Nimai to get married again. And due to his mother's request, Nimai Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed to get married the second time. And Swachi Mata was considering who she should get Nimai married with. And she considered Vishnupriya Devi. But Vishnupriya Devi's father was very rich. And whereas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's parents, like Swachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra, especially after the departure of Jagannath Mishra, they became very poor. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, so he is never poor. He is the Lord of the entire creation. But in these past times, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was performing the pastime as a Brahmin, he displayed a kind of a poor disposition. And in India, the marriages are usually arranged by some kind of matrimonial agent called Ghatak. I don't know what you... In the West, I don't think you have anything like that. They're that matchmakers, people, those who make a match husband-wife. You have? But in India, there's a group of people, their main business is that. So there was one man, so Swachi Mata called him, and expressed her desire, and the Ghatak, the matchmaker, also thought that it was actually a very good idea. He himself also was thinking that. So Sati Mata, Mother Sati, said that, will they give their daughter to my son? After all, we are not so rich. Then that man said that Nimai Pandit is the greatest scholar, and he's such a handsome person. Who will not think of giving his daughter to Nimai? So I'm sure I'll make all the arrangements. So this man went and spoke to Sanatan Mishra, Vishnu Priya Devi's father. And in the meantime, Sanatan Mishra also was thinking that he'll have to get his daughter married. And he was thinking that if somehow he could get his daughter married to Nimai Pandit, it would have been so nice, because Nimai Pandit was the most qualified person. And especially his daughter was so beautiful that he thought that Nimai was the only match for her, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also was very beautiful, very handsome person. And so the marriage was arranged, and Buddhimanta Khan was a very rich man in that area, and he was a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Buddhimanta Khan wanted to organize the marriage ceremony. And also there was another person, Mukunda Sanjay. I think there were two brothers actually. They also wanted to arrange Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wedding. So they decided that this wedding of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should be so opulent that even the king will talk about it. And they had a huge arrangement for wedding of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vishnu Priya Devi. So Vishnu Priya Devi was married to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was some very nice description of their wedding in Chaitanya Bhagavat, and also Bhakti Ratnakar. In some of the scriptures, beautifully their wedding ceremony has been described. And so after the wedding, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, soon after that, he went to Gaya, and he became like a madman. And so Vishnu Priya Devi always was very much attached to serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She was always very faithful, very dutiful to her husband, and very respectful to her in-law, mother-in-law, Mother Sachi. And she was always displaying the perfect qualities of a housewife. And when soon after that, or after a while, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. When Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Vishnu Priya Devi was actually in a very, very miserable condition. Because natural, when a man takes sannyas, his wife, it's very, very painful for his wife. Because usually, husband and wife become very attached to each other. It's natural. And sannyas means a kind of a death. When somebody takes sannyas, he actually dies. So he gives up all his old relationships, and the wife actually becomes a widow, as if the husband already died. And it has also been described in Chaitanya Bhagavat that when, actually that night before Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Mahaprabhu spoke to Vishnu Priya for a long time. But Vishnu Priya Devi did not have any understanding that Mahaprabhu was going to take sannyas. They had a very intimate talk, and then they went to sleep. And In the morning, when Vishnu Priya Devi woke up, she put her hand on the other side of the bed to see her husband, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then she noticed that the bed was empty. And she immediately jumped up and she ran out thinking that she felt that something was wrong. But still she was thinking that probably Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to wash his mouth or take a bath or something. So he was very much in anxiety, and she couldn't find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu anywhere. So she ran into Sachimata's room and asked Sachimata if she saw Nimai. And Sachimata said no, she also didn't see Nimai. And then both of them realized that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually left home. And it's so painful, the description, the way Vishnu Priya Devi was feeling at that time. She just fell down on the ground and she started crying. It's very, very painful. And just the night before, actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assured her that he will never leave her. He will always be with her. Of course, that's a transcendental meaning. Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He could never lie. And he is actually always there in the heart of every living entity. So he was also there in the heart of Vishnu Priya Devi. But it was so painful the way Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes. Whoever was near him, they were submerged in an ocean of lamentation. They were constantly crying in separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at that time, Vishnu Priya Devi was only 16 years old, just a little girl, and lost her husband. Her husband, such an illustrious person, the most famous person of Navadvip. So famous that at the age of 14, he defeated Keshav Kashmiri, the greatest scholar of India. And she often used to say, why am I still living? Why can't I die? The destiny is so cruel that it won't even let me die. And Vishnu Priya Devi has been described that she used to chant the holy name. Each time she would chant the holy name, she would pick one grain of rice. And so this way, by chanting, she would get some handful of rice. How much can you chant? Like 108? Even if you chant 16 rounds, 108 multiplied by 16 is about 2,200. So she used to just take 2,200 grains of rice and boil it, offer it to Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then take some prasad. That also after distributing it to others. And it was very, very painful, her life. But at the same time, we can understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deliberately causes this vipralambho, or feeling of separation, just in order to intensify our love for him. That is how he performed this pastime. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, Ishan Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's servant, used to take care of Sachimata and Vishnu Priya Devi. So today is Vishnu Priya Devi's appearance day. She appeared to help Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. She was one of the most important personalities in Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. So today is her appearance day. Another person that we wanted to discuss today is Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was actually King Satrajit in his previous life. King Vrishabhanu. He was King Vrishabhanu in his previous life, in Dwapar Yug. And he appeared in a place called Chattogram. That place is in East Bengal now. That place is close to the Bengal and Burmese border. Indo-Burmese border. There is a place called Chattogram. And he was a very rich person, very opulent person. And his behavior also was very opulent. He used to indulge in a lot of luxuries. So Pundarik Vidyanidhi also had a house in Navadvip. So he came to Navadvip, and there was one very good kirtan singer called Mukundo. And Mukundo told Gadadhar Pandit, "Let's go, this sadhu, this one very great devotee, this called Pundarik Vidyanidhi has come. So let's go and see him. I will take you and introduce you to him." So Gadadhar Pandit went, thinking that he's a very great devotee. And when he went there, then he saw Pundarik Vidyanidhi was sitting on a big bed, which was extremely opulent, like, you know, silk frills and silk covers, silk pillows, and there was a kind of mosquito net on top, very, very opulent, the mosquito net. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi was sitting there. He also was dressed up like a prince. So the Gadadhar Pandit thought, at least when I heard of him, I had some kind of devotion for him, some respect for him. But unfortunately now, after seeing him, I lost the respect. So what to do? So he felt that what kind of Vaishnava he is. Like, he is indulging in all sorts of luxury and comfort. And Mukunda could understand the heart of Gadadhar Pandit. So he recited a shloka. That shloka was describing the glories of Krishna, how wonderful Krishna is. And he was describing Utana came to kill Krishna, to kill Krishna by giving him poison. And Putana offered her breath to Krishna. And because although she offered her breath to Krishna in order to kill him, but just this act of motherly attitude displayed by Putana impressed Krishna so much, or Krishna is so merciful, that just because of this gesture, Krishna delivered her. Although Putana came to kill Krishna, but Putana got delivered. So Mukunda recited that shloka, and when Pundarik Vidyanidhi heard that, he became ecstatic in Krishna prema, and he started to cry and lament. And so he started showing all these divine symptoms of ecstasy. And so then Gadadhar Pandit realized that he made a mistake judging this person from a material angle of vision. So he decided, Gadadhar Pandit decided, that he would take initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi in order to neutralize, or in order to atone for that offense. in order to become free from that offense, he must surrender himself through Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And he took initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Now, one wonderful consideration here is that Gadadhar Pandit is, who is Gadadhar Pandit?
Radharani.
In Krishna's past, very good. Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani. And what's the name of Radharani's father? Vrishabhanu, and that's Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So, Pundarik Vidyanidhi was a great friend of Sarup Damodar Goswami. So, when Mahaprabhu, during the time of Chandan Jatra, Mahaprabhu used to take bath in Narendra Sarovar in Jagannath Puri, then Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Sarup Damodar used to play with each other, splashing water. I'm sure you have seen the picture in Chaitanya Charitamrita. They were actually very great friends. Now, one day, Sarup Damodar and Pundarik Vidyanidhi went to Jagannath temple. And that day was the Oran Shasti festival. Oran Shasti is the time when Jagannath wears the winter clothes. The time when the winter just begins, I think the time is about sometime in later part of October. Yeah. So it's October, around October, middle of October. So, at that Oran Shasti time, thousands of people were coming to the temple because it was a big festival. And that day, Jagannath Dev starts to wear winter clothes, a new clothes. So, Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Sarup Damodar went to see this pastime of Lord Jagannath. So, Pundarik Vidyanidhi started to tell that how come these people are making Lord Jagannath wear starched cloth? Actually, on the West Oran Shasti day is the custom that Jagannath Dev should be offered. Jagannath is offered new clothes. And these new clothes are usually starched. Now, starched clothes are considered to be impure. So, impure. Starched. No, starch is, say, when it's wrong with this pujari. They are making Lord Jagannath wear starch cloth that is so contaminated that if one touches those cloths, he must wash his hands. And he said, then Sarup Damodar said, here Lord Jagannath is performing a special pastime. So maybe this is Lord Jagannath's function, that's why they are doing it. And after all, if it was unbona fide, then the king wouldn't have let them do it. But Pundarik Vidyanidhi was not satisfied, so he kept on criticizing. Then finally, Sarup Damodar told him that, look, I do not really understand the activities of Lord Jagannath. And so this way they just discussed and then they left the temple and went back to their house. And then at night, Pundarik Vidyanidhi was sleeping. He dreamt that Jagannath and Baladev came to him in a very angry mood. And they slapped him in two cheeks. Jagannath slapped in one cheek and Balaram slapped on the other cheek and said that you dare to criticize my devotees. He says that if you are so particular about your caste and you think that I do not have my caste, I do not have any caste, or my associates, my devotees do not have any caste. So why hang around here? You better go back to your own place. So this way Lord Jagannath and Balaji chastised Pundarika Dhananjay and slapped him on two cheeks. And Pundarika Dhananjay woke up and he found that being slapped by Krishna and Balaram, his cheeks have become swollen up. But at the same time he was very blissful that he started thinking, oh, I got the darshan, I got the touch of Lord Jagannath and Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram and Lord Jagannath glorified me by touching me. With their lotus hand they touched my cheeks. So in the morning Swarup Damodar and Pundarik Vidyanidhi used to go to the Jagannath temple every day. So Swarup Damodar Goswami came to see Pundarik Vidyanidhi and he found that Pundarik Vidyanidhi was still lying in bed. So he asked, what's the matter with you today? Why are you sleeping so late? And then Pundarik Vidyanidhi explained the whole incident to Swarup Damodar. And Swarup Damodar Goswami became very happy. He said that I never heard before that Krishna coming to someone and chastising him, slapping him on his face. So, my friend, you are very, very fortunate. So, this is how we can see what a great devotee Pundarik Vidyanidhi was. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi, we have to understand that none of these associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are ordinary persons. Especially as I mentioned, Pundarik Vidyanidhi was King Vishwabhanu himself, the father of Radharani. And so today is Pundarik Vidyanidhi's appearance day also. So let us try to remember them as much as we can. Actually, it's a very, very auspicious day because the appearance day of not only one person but four very great personalities, four very great associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One is Vishnu Priya Devi, then Pundarik Vidyanidhi, then Raghunath Das Goswami, and Raghunandan Acharya. So I think I'll stop now. Thank you all very much. Does anybody have any questions?
What kind of initiation does Gadadhara take from that?
Mantra Diksha. In Krishna's pastime? Yeah, I mentioned Krishna's potency called Bhu potency. Shri is Lakshmi. And you see, Narayan has got two Shaktis on both sides. And so, on the left hand side, I think, is Lakshmi. And the right hand side is Bhu Shakti. Like Balaram also has Janhavi and Vasudha Devi. Vasudha Devi and Janhavi Devi. Nityananda Prabhu has Vasudha Devi and Janhavi Devi on two sides. Balaram has Revati and Baruni. These two Shaktis. Krishna, Narayan also has Shri and Bhu. On two sides there are two female forms. Shri means Lakshmi and Bhu means all the Lakshmi, but a little different. So that's Vishnu Priya Devi, the Bhu Shakti of Krishna. Okay, so I'll stop now. Thank you very much. So I think tomorrow I'll have a class at 6 o'clock. And and try to finish it by 6:45. And leave right after that. Right. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.